Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Bailey McCoy, Executive Director, Canal Market District. Mostly cloudy today, showers, high near 61. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain, low near 40. And then for Thursday, sunny with a high near 57. But Bailey, I'm sure you are keeping your eyes perched to the weather for Friday opening weekend of the Canal Market District Outdoor Farmers Market. Now, Joel has been... Every week, he's like talking about the Friday indoors market. He's like, let's get this thing outside.
Last couple of Fridays were pretty nice.
I'm like, don't worry. It's going to get there. You're going to get outside. This is the opening week. But real quick, go back to those indoor markets. I know Joel and his wife were down there. We were down there a couple of times. People really have bought into this, have they not? That indoor market at the arcade?
Yeah, people were excited to have a way to support the Canal Market District vendors year-round. We hosted about 20 to 25 vendors at that indoor market at the arcade. Again, every Friday, 4 to 7, we were there. So people could still buy some of their favorite products and even some new ones. We have some different vendors at the indoor market that didn't do the outdoor market. It just kind of depends on our vendors' availability and of the products that they grow or make as well. But it was a super positive response.
That arcade is beautiful. And you were mentioning your sister has a business down there. And I was talking to John and Emily. I know you'll find this hard to believe, but at the archive, we kind of like to go there. And even they were like, you know what? It's just great to have different foot traffic come through there. Yeah. I mean, were you hearing the businesses inside say the same thing?
Yeah, we were. The market was mutually beneficial for both the arcade vendors and Canal Market District. I think the more things to do at a place, the better. It does bring more people. So there are people coming to shop the arcade shops that didn't know the farmers market was going on and vice versa. So it really helped give exposure to the businesses and business to both them and the farmers market vendors. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Did you have a lot of folks want to get involved in the farmers market down at the indoor market? Because, I mean, or did you have to say, hey, we have to cap it at a certain number, or could you have put more in there, you think?
Oh, we were squeezing them in there. So as we do, we will fit as many vendors as we possibly can. But yeah, we got a lot of interest from vendors throughout the outdoor or the indoor season that are also going to be coming to the outdoor market as well. So
what I like about both is that it's not just about making a sale. I mean, the people that come there are really cool about sharing their story, talking about how they came up with their product, whether it's, you know, grow or baked goods or whatever. I mean, we bought some Christmas ornaments. It must have been one of the December markets. And just, it was just fun to talk to the people. I mean, and that's, we talk to other people that are there shopping. It's just kind of a festive atmosphere for folks that have never been. It really is a great vibe.
It is. Vendors are really proud of the products that they're bringing to the market because we're a producer-only market. So the vendors are either making or growing the product themselves. They're not reselling things that they bought somewhere else. So they really do take pride in it. And they love sharing about their story, how they started their business, or, you know, what care they put into what they're making. So it really is great to be able to have that relationship with the people that you're buying your food from or other products.
Yeah, I'm wondering too. I mean, because like a mall will have an anchor store. Mm-hmm. Are there entities that have been with you for so long that's like, this is why people come?
Yeah, I mean, going on now, this will be our 11th season. We still have a large handful of vendors that have been there every single season so far. And of course, we get new vendors each year too, but majority are return vendors. And they come because of the people and the relationships that they've built. And I already, throughout the year, have customers calling Canal Market District and reaching out and saying, just want to make sure, is this vendor going to be there? When can I see them next? We get that all the time.
Well, for Dave and I, it's crazy cucumber guys. I mean, they're fun, but their pickles are so good. And I mean, I've kind of got my favorites. In fact, Dave was at the market. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
And he just texted me. He's like, I don't see you. Do you want pickles? Because they're here. So, you know, that's the thing with a vendor is when you establish that relationship. Yep. You know, I like the bread and butter. And that was kind of my go-to for a while. Then I ventured out. Now I'm on the horseradish pickle pick. And I'm telling you what, it's just fun. You just get to know them a little bit. And they're like, hey, try this. And it just works out great for everybody.
So the pickles are great. I'll give a little teaser about something new at the outdoor market this season. So the Crazy Cucumber is going to have a little competition. I won't say more, but come down to find out what that means. I think everyone will be happy. Crazy Cucumber will still be there, yes.
Are you a pickle person?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your favorite?
I kind of like the spicy ranch. There's so many flavors, so it's hard to pick, but yes.
My daughter-in-law and my son, that was the first thing. We had them over for dinner.
I've not even seen that one.
Oh, the spicy ranch? That's their favorite.
Oh, I got to check that out.
That's the only one that they, because I'm like, hey, they're going to be at the market Friday. Mm-hmm. They're going to be back out and about. Spicy ranch, got to get us some spicy ranch. So do you give yourself a chance to try all the different, I mean, it'd be a lot of things to be trying, and you're pretty skinny, so I know you're not eating. You're not eating a lot of the snacky stuff. I can guarantee you that.
Well, I try to buy from as many vendors as I can throughout the season. I probably hit all of them at least once, some multiple times. Of course, with the kids there, they've got their favorites too. So we love to try all the different foods at Canal Market.
Mom, we'd like a cookie now. Mm-hmm. Mom, we'd like a cinnamon roll now. Mm-hmm. Believe me.
Our sweet vendors know them well.
So who is the final determinant on the vendors? Is that you? Is it a board? Kind of take us through how that works.
Yeah, so Canal Market District as a nonprofit, we do have a board of directors. As far as vendor acceptance, that more falls on our both the staff, so me as director, and I rely on our vendor advisory committee. So we have a small committee that's made up of other vendors that have been at the market for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we have certain guidelines that we follow when we're looking at new applications. And it's a whole process, but we get some help and feedback from other vendors.
Well, you hear, but like if Joel and I said, hey, we happen to be blah, 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 and we saw a vendor and we'd like to see him there, do folks call you and say, hey, check these people out, and then do you act on those on suggestions?
Yeah, we do. Yep, we love feedback and suggestions from the community, from our shoppers. So, yes, we absolutely do kind of do research out there, and we'll put out posts on Facebook if there's something specific we're looking for, or maybe we're missing. And we've gotten vendors through that. We've got a hummus vendor that's been really popular at both the indoor market. They'll be there the outdoor season as well. I think that was someone that was kind of a connection through Facebook, or we might have said, you know, we're looking for, or what products are we missing? Someone said hummus, and we got a connection there.
Hmm. Do the vendors have to sign up for the entire year?
They don't have to, but most do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, because it seems to me, Bailey, if you get a spot, you want to keep it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know better than I do. Hey, we might not be able to make it this time. Well, I can't guarantee you're going to have a spot when you come back, correct?
Right. And consistency is better for the business, too, for the vendors that are there every week, and shoppers know that they can rely on them and find them there.
Okay, so it opens Friday. What are the times? And then you'll start Tuesdays, but not till a little bit later, correct?
So an update on Tuesdays. We won't be having a Tuesday market this year. We're going to focus solely on the Friday markets, and they're every Friday from 4 to 7, no matter the weather. So even if it's a little chilly this Friday, we'll still be covered under the pavilion there and every week. And when it gets hot, we've got the fans going. It's a really nice facility to be shopping at a farmer's market. We're super lucky to have that facility.
Oh, I got to believe people when they see that, because, again, I go back to when the whole concept and then when it was built. I got to believe when people come down there for the first time and they see that, they're like, holy cow. Because it is you can't ask for a better spot, to me, like you said, than that arcade.
We are super lucky.
All right, not the arcade, the Canal Market District. So entertainment, you guys are going to have that again this year?
Yes, we have live music and entertainment at every market. Back to the, you know, talking to our shoppers and the community about feedback. So we put out a post this year on Facebook too, asking who do you guys want to see perform at the market this year? We also put out the same post about food trucks. Who do you want to see here every week? And I just went through that list. We had so many comments on those posts. And so that's where I pulled from to find and book our entertainment for the season. So, you know, of course we get the local middle and high school bands and orchestras. We've got the 4-H band. We even have a harmony flute ensemble this year. That's kind of new. We've got some fun bands, too. There's 60 Years Later is a band. They're playing some music from back in the 1960s. Of course, we've got Barefoot McCoy a few times. And there's a lot of local musicians, even some that I hadn't heard of, but they're local. Kyle Browning Acoustic. We've got Evan Flowers, Joe Manning, a whole list of others. So we've got every Friday booked for the whole 6-month season before the market starts. So we'll post that.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and that list will be posted on the website. If not, today than by Friday. So people can kind of look ahead and plan to come down on the dates that.
Who's the kickoff?
The Newark High School Band.
Brilliant.
That's been a tradition.
Yeah, we had Lee Auer in here not too long ago, and he mentioned, you know, the kids will be ready for that. And usually have Mayor Hall ring the bell for the first one, too, don't you?
We do, yeah. We've started quite a tradition there that will continue this year.
Now, are there separate acts each night, each Friday night, or they play throughout, take an intermission, but do they play the 3 hours, or do you guys kind of have different acts?
On certain days, we do have two. So sometimes it's split up an hour and a half. So the band will play for the first hour and a half. And we actually have one of our own vendors, Lou Duncan from Turtle Dove Produce, closing us out for the last hour and a half.
Very nice. So see that? Look at that. Hey, you're here. Bring your ukulele. We'll put you on the stage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Bailey McCoy, Executive Director, Canal Market District. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today is Bailey McCoy, Executive Director, Canal Market District. Cloudy today with showers, high right around 61. Cloudy tonight, could see some rain, and then Thursday, sunny with a high near 57. And you know, it's funny, we were talking off the air, Bailey, you know you get to all the markets. I mean, obviously you work with Canal Market District, but you know, you said you get to the Granville, you like to take the kids on the bike and ride down there. You really do are passionate about this, is what I'm getting at. You love this stuff.
I love food, so anywhere I can get really good food, and there's no better like high quality food than the farmers markets. So we do get around to the others.
And you,
well.
And like you said, I mean, you talk about you want to make sure it's produced and right here. You don't want something coming from here. Are these buying, people buying it and selling here? Mm-hmm. Do you have to turn away vendors who are like that? Or most people know when you come to, this is what you got to do.
Yeah, certainly we would. And we've been in that situation before. But we tried to prevent that by doing site visits or doing a lot of research on the vendors before accepting them into the market.
Well, and when you talk about great food, I mean, that's the nature of a farmer's market is, hey, here's what's in season. So that's how you get those great flavors. I mean, I think people, you know, in the last 10, 15 years, whatever it is, we kind of become more foodie centric. And so people want to know, A, where does the food come from? And then that vibrant flavor, you know, hey, I got turned on to this because it's in season and here's how you cook it and here's what you make with it. Yeah, and all that educational stuff comes along with it. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Now, food trucks. We're talking about, you know, growing your own stuff, but here we are, food trucks. You talked about how, you know, you put out a poll, so to speak, to folks, say, hey, who would you like to see? And you got good response on that. There'll be food trucks. Not that there weren't before, but you'll have a pretty good variety this year as well.
Oh, yeah. Great variety on the food trucks, too. So if you want something ready-made for dinner, again, we're bringing back all the favorites. We've got Schmidt's, Pita Abilities, the Chubby Hawaiian is a more local one, and lots of local trucks, too. Happy Dog Pizza.
Chubby Hawaiian. I'm not going to let you go past.
I've never seen a more natural reaction to a name of a place than that. That was hilarious, David.
Chubby Hawaiian. What are we talking here?
Like sticky rice and chicken, like marinated chicken with pineapple in it.
So now, do you try all the food trucks to say, maybe this will work, maybe this won't?
I've tried most of them.
You've gotten in. The kids, are they like, hey, Ma, we want to try this one over here?
Oh, yeah, especially the pretzel shop. They're the same business in downtown Granville. They've got the pretzel shop truck, too, that they've brought to the market. They're coming several times this year. And their soft pretzels are amazing. And they do stuff, too, with, like, hot dogs, wrapping them in the pretzels, and pizzas made out of the pretzel crust. So
you do a lot of research on these places. Are there more, just, you know, to go a little with the chubby Hawaiian, are there more, like, I don't know how to say it, like, heavier naming things rather than, like, the skinny Hawaiian? You know what I mean? Like, do you see that in marketing?
Yeah, I do, because I feel like food trucks are just your place to, like, kind of splurge or get, you know, a big heavy meal, and it's just so good, and like gooey grilled cheese and things like that. So, and we also have, speaking of, you know, along those lines, Fat Kid Burgers is a popular local.
That was one I was thinking of, yeah.
They'll be there. got a bada bing, bada wing.
Bada bing, bada wing. I mean, can we open up today? Can we just go down there? Well, the food truck festival's coming up too. Are you guys? Yes. Are they going to be? They'll be in that area,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah. Yep. The Licking County Coalition for Housing, yep, organizes that event every year, and it is on the 2nd Saturday in May.
Yeah, it's the 9th.
Yep.
Because I know we're having Trina Woods is coming, okay, in Friday to talk about the coalition plus the food truck festival. But what I was getting at is, you know, it's not just the Friday Farmers Market.
That's
you
right.
Guys have got something going on almost every weekend, if not every weekend, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. What do we got? I know coming up this week, Licking County Board of DD is going to have their thing. But you also said you've got something before their event on Saturday, correct?
Yep. This Saturday from 10 to 1 down at the Pavilion, we have a Mother's Day and Teacher Appreciation Craft Market. So great place to come by a homemade gift. Very unique. Something you're not going to find online or at the store.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people selling flowers there too. So,
what time is that on Saturday?
It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. Now, let's also talk about OSU Master Gardeners. And I know you said that they're going to have a booth there and they're going to be doing something special throughout the season as well, correct?
Yeah, so the OSU Master Gardeners, that's a great partnership we've had for many years, but they come 2 times a month. Usually it's the 1st and 3rd Friday of every month, and they have, every time they come, a different plant start to pass out. So you could essentially get all of the things to start your own garden just coming to the market, and they pass that out for free with information. Every week, like I said, it's a different plant.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, Riley.
That's good stuff.
Hey, look, if I thought they were going to have herbs in that, I'd be down there for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying. Well, the plant sale that's coming up too. I mean, yep, you know, that's, mm-hmm, a lot of people, again, just know that's going to be quality, and the information you get with it too. It's, I mean, you know, we've done the pollinator beds, mm-hmm, and all that kind of stuff. Those people are fantastic.
New vendors this year that maybe folks they'll see? I'm sure you'll have a few, but I mean, are there some ones that maybe jump out that people are going to notice?
Yeah, we've got several new vendors. Again, all the returning favorites. We have a kombucha vendor this year. I think it's the first time, and that's kind of been something that people ask about. The fermented tea, it's good for you and it tastes good. And we've got some new baked goods and cookie vendors, sourdough bread products, even some additional produce vendors. So, mm-hmm, a lot of new things to check out this year.
And here's the thing too. I know people will go down that first one and be like, well, I was looking for this. They got to get it in season too, because a lot of times, mm-hmm, folks are like, well, wait a minute, where's your eggplant, or where's this, or where's that? I'm like, they just can't magically, you got to give them a little time to get it. But I'm sure you probably hear that sometimes. What do you mean you don't have this? I mean, but that happens sometimes, correct?
We do, but then when it is there in season, it is so good. I'm thinking specifically of like the strawberries and the berries, just such a special treat when that time comes around and you get the really, really good tasting, and again, the flavors and, mm-hmm, and that, mm-hmm, produces.
What time do you guys set up on Fridays? What time does that kind of get a little crazy down there?
Yeah, so we block the roads off the night before just so that no cars can park in our vendor spaces. But vendors start getting there around 2. We, mm-hmm, get there a little bit earlier than that, but we're there several hours before the market getting set up, getting ready for everyone to come on down.
Because I got to believe it's like just all of a sudden there's nothing there. Then bam, everybody's like, hey, we're ready to go. Let's get in here and get,
yeah,
set up. And then it's the same from, I would assume, from the moment them doors open at 4 o'clock, mm-hmm, to the moment you shut it down at 7. Mm-hmm. There's people. I mean, we've been down there at all times on Fridays. And you're just like, did everybody pick the same time I did? It just seemed like it always is. There's a crowd there, correct?
There is. Thankfully, with the parking garages downtown, we've never had an issue with people not being able to find somewhere to park, though. We are literally right next to the 2nd Street parking garage, and now with the other one on 4th Street, and the surface parking lot behind the historic jail. I mean, it's super accessible. The market's super accessible, and you never have to park far from
it. No, not at all. And then are you guys doing again this year SNAP recipients that can come down and get some assistance with their food?
We do. So we accept SNAP, and we also match SNAP transactions thanks to a grant from the Licking County Foundation. We're super thankful for that support.
So how do folks, if they want to sign up for that? I mean, you just can't come in and say, hey, we need. What do they need to do?
They just bring their SNAP card down to our Canal Market District table in the center pavilion. We'll help explain it from there, but they can choose to spend as much money as they want on their SNAP card and get matched up to $100. Just help people, help their food dollars go further.
Yeah, no doubt. And then just off the wall question, is there a little small vendor that you enjoy that maybe folks don't know about that you would say, hey, here's a pro tip, go try this vendor or this vendor? Or there's ones down there that you've had that maybe a lot of folks don't know about?
Ooh. Well, let's see. I'll call out our microgreen vendors, because this is something I didn't really know about before the farmers market, was these microgreens. We have a few vendors selling them, but they're just like really packed with nutritional benefits. They look like sprouts, like kind of growing out of the dirt, but you can use them for lots of different things, putting them on salads, on sandwiches. And they taste good too. You can kind of snack on them. Some are crunchy. They've got tons of different flavors.
And they clip them right there. My wife and I do that every time we come. And they're awesome for sandwiches. Like, you kind of feel maybe a little guilty about eating a big sandwich, you know, mayo and ham and cheese and all that kind of stuff. But you put some
it's
of those
like
microgreens on.
Sprinkling like some vitamins
absolutely.
On there.
It's all good and delicious.
All right.
Absolutely.
So you have one vendor that does that, or is there a couple that you have done?
We have a couple. So Mackin Farms Microgreens does it. Green Station. I think those are the only two to start off.
Well, see, now you got me to try. Look, if he's trying it, I guess I can try. But now you got me wanting to try them, so I'll have to check them out when I come down. So microgreens, that's pretty cool. All right, so if folks want information on vendors, because I know you put it online, do you not on Facebook or that, but if they need to find that information, where they need to go?
Yes, so our website is just canalmarketdistrict.org, but we do post a lot of information on Facebook, so I would encourage you to follow the Canal Market District on Facebook and Instagram. But mostly Facebook is where we post every week our vendor lineup, the music, food trucks. We keep that updated, again, weekly.
And all the events are on there as well,
yes.
too. So special events. I mean, if folks like Saturday with the Mother's Day and Teacher Appreciation. Well, Bailey, I appreciate it. Last time you were in here, we were joking. You were about ready to give birth. You got a healthy baby boy. And then you come in today, you're a little bit under the weather. So hopefully the next time we have you in, everything is 100%, and the baby was healthy, so everything is good about that. And you are right. Every time I was down there last year, I saw you with a stroller and with kids. So, I mean, you'll want to talk to people, but there might be sometimes you're chasing kids all around the canal market.
That's right. It's fun, though. Fridays are my favorite days, and getting to have my family a part of it, too, just means so much to me.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, where else can you have a job like that where you take the kids and have some fun? Well, good luck. Hopefully the weather will hold out. But again, just remember, folks, it's rain or shine. Get down to the Canal Market District as the farmers market season kicks off on Friday from 4 to 7. Be sure to join us on Friday, as our guest will be Trina Woods, Executive Director of Licking County Coalition for Housing. That's on Friday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit.